And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is Doug Hofstadter. I'm a professor of cognitive science and comparative literature at Indiana University. My dangerous idea has to do with the topic of sexism and sexist language. One of the biggest disappointments to me has been the fact that I've seen the word guys start to become much more prevalent than generic man or generic he ever was. Now, people will refer, now meaning in the last 30, 40 years, I don't mean just today, but people refer to mixed groups as you guys, or to groups of all women as you guys. Even a group of feminists, when they're meeting, they'll say, well, so you guys, have you had any, you know, things you want to report to us? They can be all female feminists, and they'll still say you guys. And yet, at the same time, the word guys is the quintessential word to mean males as opposed to females, so that you'll see magazines directed at teenage girls saying, what guys like to see you wear, how guys like to kiss. People who use the word guys in this generic fashion, they often will say, oh, it's a completely genderless term for me. It doesn't have anything to do with masculinity. And yet they understand completely, if they're in a dance class and they say, guys go to this side, gals go to that side. There is a kind of a disconnect between what they say and what they think they are feeling. Our society is still fantastically sexist, riddled with sexism, and this sexism pervades our culture. It pervades our language. The sexism that we grow up in is not something that we're aware of. And so if people say, hey, you guys, let's do this, they are unwittingly being vectors for a disease, the disease of sexism. People should think about how language works and how it's connected to imagery. It's not just about the word guys. It's about all sorts of expressions that pervade our language. What I'm encouraging people to do is to look at words in general and to think about them and to think about the degree to which sexism is involved in using a word like heroine for a female who is a hero. Is that good or bad for women? Is it good or bad to have a high school team, a swim team or whatever, my basketball team called the Lady Panthers, when the men's team is called the Panthers? Just a suggestion to open one's eyes and ears to the fantastic amount to which our society is pervaded by sexism and sexist language, and the degree to which these things happen unconsciously and are propagated from one generation to another unconsciously.
That's cognitive researcher Douglas Hofstadter with his dangerous idea. And you can hear more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.